This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Now, this sounds like the setup to a bad joke, but here we go. How many lawyers does it take to make good music? Well, if you're talking about North Carolina band Instruments of Justice, the answer is a lot. They're the house band for North Carolina law firm Pointer Spruill LLP, up to 13 members, enough to make up their own jury with an alternate. Next time you can see them perform live is the Broad Street Cafe in Durham on October 21st. Right now, we have 7 members of that group right here today representing Instruments of Justice. We have David Dreyfuss on guitar, Drew Ertacek on the... did I get the right, Drew?
You did.
Drew Ertacek on the keyboard, Robert Meyer on bass, William Beatty on drums, Von Weston, Brad Davis, and Joanna King on vocals. Instruments of Justice, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
David, tell us how this group came together.
Well, the group came together last January of 2010. Another partner of mine in Charlotte and I had been talking about forming a band, and then we announced that we were going to have a firm retreat. So I thought it would be an interesting thing to see if we could actually get a band together. And I thought, you know, we'd get 2 or 3 people, and maybe we'd have to go find a bass player and a drummer, and we'd play 3 or 4 blues songs, and everybody would yuck it up. So I sent out this email to everybody in the firm asking essentially who wanted their 15 minutes of fame and who wanted to be a rock and roll god or goddess. And I got this overwhelming response from people that I had never knew had this great talent. And we started practicing, and it turned out, as Drew likes to say, for a law firm band, we're not that bad. And so that's how it got started.
So maybe did they think that they wouldn't have to attend the retreat sessions if they could be in the band? Maybe that was
I don't think so. No. That was we had to attend the retreat sessions. They were wonderful, I will say.
But so you did this thing kind of as a one-off, but then you stayed together?
That's right. We first of all, we all just had a great time doing it, and it brought together people from different offices in the firm and from different areas of the firm. It's not all lawyers. All of our vocalists are staff members who work for the firm in various capacities. So we just enjoyed it a lot. Will, our drummer, is a professional musician, and we
a ringer
dragooned him.
That's kind of a stretch, David.
Well, into service.
You mean the professional in this group is the drummer? Wow.
Oh. Say what you will. That's true.
It's great to have you here, Drew, and the rest of you. Now, when you got the group together, did you have to decide, because you had some idea what kind of music you were going to do, but then all these folks came from different backgrounds, and how did you decide what kind of music you were going to do?
Well, we tried out a lot of different things. I asked everybody for suggestions. I had a lot of ideas myself, and a lot of other people suggested things. We tried a lot of songs at the beginning that didn't work. We tried to play a variety of things that really didn't work, and it took us a while to figure out what our style was and worked well. We had some horn players who aren't with us today, and so the horns give us a whole nother dimension, and so we've ended up doing a lot of Motown-based or Motown-related blues, some straight-ahead rock and roll.
Well, I tell you what, let's see what it sounds like with 7 of the 13 Instruments of Justice right now. Will you play something for us?
We'll play Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl.
Hi. See my little schoolgirl.
was a schoolboy too.
The Instruments of Justice live on the State of Things. It is Law and Order Week, so why not have a band of lawyers on the show today playing a song by Sonny Boy Williamson? And your next chance to see the Instruments of Justice at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham, that's October 21st. A band of lawyers. There's a joke in there somewhere, too, but I'll let that one go. So tell us about this. When you decided to take it seriously, I mean, you play different gigs, right? You play around a little bit?
Yeah, we do.
And did that change things for you, taking it seriously?
I don't know. We still seem to be having a lot of fun with it. So I don't think it really has. It's still really just a lot of fun for us. And that's the main thing, is that we do it because we enjoy it. And, you know, we practice about once every 2 months, because with that many of us, it's tough to get us all together. Right. Robert lives in Charlotte.
Buku.
Yeah, we play and we've played blues jams at Buku a lot. So we've had a fair number of opportunities to play, but we're still just having a lot of fun with it right now.
And it was originally, it ended up being a team building exercise, I guess, at the retreat. I mean, in some ways, did it work out that way?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was. I think we shocked everybody at the retreat by not falling flat on our faces and actually sounding pretty good. So that was a real fun surprise. People knew we were doing this, and I think a lot of people thought, oh, yeah, right, they're going to have a band.
Here we go.
And then we, for a law firm band, we didn't sound too bad.
You sound pretty good. Would you do it again? Play another song?
All right. We're going to play Love Me Like a Man, featuring Joanna King.
Soul up on a shelf. You know they can't love me if they can't even love themselves. But I need someone to love me, someone who really understands, who won't put himself above me, who'll love me. a whole minute, some fool to ask me why. And I need someone to love me. Darling, I know you can. Don't you put yourself above me. Just love me like a man. Believe me when I tell you, you can love me. Like a man.
There we go. Love Me Like a Man, a song Bonnie Raitt made famous. And when you sing that song, you are not innocent, I will tell you. That's a, this is Instruments of Justice from the law firm initially. From the law firm of Pointer Spruill LLP, and David Dreyfus, what does a firm specialize in?
Well, we're a general business firm. We've got about 110 lawyers in three primary offices across the state with two smaller ones. So we're a general business firm. We do litigation. We do financial services work, healthcare, trusts and estates, environmental, pretty much the whole gamut of services.
I believe that is the title of your next album.
Well, that would be nice to see. It's
Trust
a little long.
And estates and, you know, but do you have plans to record? You want to do an album?
You know, that would we've flirted with it, but I don't think we have any immediate plans at the moment. It would be fun sometime in the future.
Well, if you do, you can come back. I want to leave you time to play us out.
Thanks
so much for being on the show. Instruments of Justice, David Dreyfus on guitar, Drew Erdacek on keyboard, Robert Meyer on bass, Will Beatty on drums, Von Weston, Brad Davis, Joanna King on vocals. They're going to be performing live at Broad Street Cafe in Durham on October 21st. Instruments of Justice have a Facebook page. You can also check them out at ReverbNation.com. They're going to play us out first, but this is the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Instruments of Justice.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure. I'm Vaughn Weston. This is the Instruments of Justice, and we are going to be doing Proud Mary. Left a good job down in the city.